3. Automobile engine.
发动机.
2. Types of internal combustion engine.
Peter and Wendy are talking about the types of internal combustion engine. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
What does the internal combustion engine mean?
It means the engine burns the fuel within the cylinders.
I've heard that there are different types of internal combustion engine. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
How many types of internal combustion engine are there?
According to different fuel used, internal combustion engines are commonly divided into gasoline engines and diesel engines.
What kind of engine do sedans usually have?
A gasoline engine.
And what about trucks?
A diesel engine.
3. Engine maintenance tips. Listen to the passage about how to maintain the engine and choose the best answer to each question.
It is important to keep the engine in good shape. The following are some tips for doing that. 1. Regular oil change is the most important factor in keeping the engine running. If you do it more often than suggested by the manufacturer's schedule, that's even better. 2. Always preheat the engine before starting it, especially during braking. 3. Don't put the engine up or store it with fuel in the fuel tank. 4. Try to avoid engine overheating. 5. Changing spark plugs, air filter, timing belt, and other items based on the maintenance schedule will save you from expensive repairs. 5. Four-stroke internal combustion engines. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Almost all cars currently use what is called a four-stroke combustion cycle to convert gasoline into motion. The four strokes are intake stroke, compression stroke, combustion stroke, and exhaust stroke. The piston is connected to the crankshaft by a connecting rod. As the crankshaft revolves, it has the effect of resetting the cannon. Since the same process occurs in each cylinder, we will take a look at one cylinder to see how the four-stroke process works. Intake stroke. The piston starts at the top. The intake valve opens. As the piston moves down, the air-fuel mixture is drawn into the cylinder. When the piston reaches the bottom of the cylinder, the intake valve closes, trapping the air-fuel mixture in the cylinder. Compression stroke. The piston moves back up to compress the air-fuel mixture that was brought in by the intake stroke. The amount that the mixture is compressed is determined by the compression ratio of the engine. Combustion stroke. The spark plug fires, igniting the compressed air-fuel mixture, which produces a powerful expansion of the vapor. The combustion process pushes the piston down the cylinder with great force, turning the crankshaft to provide the power to propel the vehicle. Each piston fires at a different time, determined by the engine firing order. By the time the crankshaft completes two revolutions, each cylinder in the engine will have gone through one combustion stroke. Exhaust stroke. With the piston at the bottom of the cylinder, the exhaust valve opens to allow the burnt exhaust gas to be expelled to the exhaust system. Since the cylinder contains so much pressure, when the valve opens, the gas is expelled with a violent force. The piston travels up to the top of the cylinder, pushing all the exhaust out before closing the exhaust valve in preparation for starting the four-stroke process all over again. 6. A hybrid engine. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Hybrid engines are described as engines that combine two or more sources of power, generally gasoline and electricity. There are two types of gasoline-electric hybrid: the parallel hybrid and the series hybrid. Both use gasoline-electric hybrid technology, but in radically different ways. In a parallel hybrid system, a gasoline engine and an electric motor work together to move the car forward. While in the series hybrid system, The gasoline engine either directly powers an electric motor that powers the vehicle or charges batteries that will power the motor. Both types of hybrids use a process called regenerative braking to store the kinetic energy generated by the brake in the batteries, which will in turn power the electric motor. Both parallel and series hybrid cars have small gasoline engines and produce much less pollution than standard gasoline cars, but also produce much less power. To overcome this power gap, hybrid cars are constructed with ultra-lightweight materials like carbon fiber or aluminium.
Vocabulary. New words.
Component.
Camshaft.
Valve.
Cylinder.
Rod.
Crankshaft.
Piston.
Crankcase.
Fuel.
Diesel.
Manufacturer.
Schedule.
Preheat.
Break-in.
Overheat.
Convert.
Motion.
Revolve.
Cannon.
Trap.
Ignite.
Expansion.
Propel.
Revolution.
Expel.
Hybrid.
Parallel.
Series.
Radically.
Regenerative.
Kinetic.
Lightweight.
Aluminium.
Coolant.
Passage.
Hose.
Compartment.